Turning to Afghanistan, which rejects the U.S.'s demand that Kabul sign a security deal between the two countries as soon as possible. Now, a spokesman for Afghan President Hamid Karzai says the agreement must wait until after next year's presidential election, even if it's approved by the lawyer Jirka and Parliament. Now, this after the White House said Karzai's failure to sign the bilateral security agreement, or the BSA, by the end of this year would prevent Washington and its allies from planning for post-2014 presence. In Afghanistan, on Thursday, Karzai said that he was willing to delay the signing of the BSA until after next year's presidential election. However, ordinary Afghans are angry over raids by American and other foreign troops, and they've held protests against the security deal with the U.S. Well, let's turn to Kabul, joined by Press TV's correspondent Fayez Khorshid. Hi, Fayez, good to see you. Fayez, fill us in on this latest situation. It seemed that there has been a snag so far in coming to an agreement between Washington and Kabul.
Thank you, Marzia. This agreement is very important for the Obama's administration. Now, thousands of delegates are here in Kabul discussing whether to approve or reject this deal. The lawyer Jirka is still underway in this city, but President Hamid Karzai has announced that the deal will not be signed until presidential election is over here. He says that he doesn't trust the U.S. The Americans don't trust him, he has announced. And he says to prevent the U.S. interference in the coming presidential election, he has to delay signing this deal. And it has put the Americans inside White House in a very difficult situation. They say it's neither practical nor possible. They say that if this deal is approved by the lawyer Jirka in Kabul, President Hamid Karzai has to sign it very immediately. But President Karzai says he's not going to do that. Now, more tensions are expected between Kabul and Washington over this deal. This deal is all about the U.S. military involvement in this country. If it's signed, about 1,000 American forces will stay in this country. They will have 9 military bases, and also they would continue their nighttime raids on Afghan homes, another sticking point in this agreement. And it has raised many eyebrows, not only in the White House, but also here in Kabul, inside the U.S. military and diplomatic compounds. The Americans say that they are not going to interfere in the coming presidential election, but President Hamid Karzai has hold the U.S. responsible for the massive fraud that took place in the last presidential election in in this country. But many political experts here in Kabul are telling us that both U.S. and Washington have separate men to be elected for the top job. And now the U.S. President Hamid Karzai has set a precondition to U.S. to accept his choice.
Well, now, Fayez, does it appear that Mr. Karzai could still change his mind? Is it likely that he's just trying to put some pressure, some added pressure on Washington, as there, I'm sure, is a lot of wheeling and dealing and dealing with this particular subject?
Well, there is still a lot of confusion about this issue. We understand that there has been a lot of dealings behind the scenes. This man has been under extreme pressure by Washington over the past few months to agree on the U.S. demand, especially that the U.S. forces should be allowed to enter Afghan homes and search them beyond 2014 deadline. In the very beginning, this man was very opposed to this U.S. demand, but at the last minute, he agreed on this U.S. demand, and he presented a draft, a U.S. draft, to the lawyer Jirka. But many here believe that he may change his mind at the end of the day.
All right, thank you so much for that update. Out of Kabul, Fayez Khorshid, President's correspondent.